Absolutely not. I don't co-sign for anybody.
Smart.
But after sweetening the deal,
he got the title to one of your vehicles.
Another bad break.
I called the bondsman. He said payments hadn't been made.
And he repossessed the car.
That wasn't the agreement.
That's what collateral is.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Marla Smith is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Stephen Cantrell, for the return of a vehicle she claims he illegally repossessed.
Order. All rise.
Case number 577 on the calendar, the matter of Smith versus Cantrell. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
I finally sort of tried to unwind this case, and I think that I was able to do it. You have a daughter who was arrested.
Yes.
When was she arrested, and what was she arrested for?
Probation violation and DUI in December of 11.
And at the time of her arrest, she had been sort of dating the defendant. You didn't have enough money to bond her out.
No, I had enough money to bond her out. I needed a co-signer.
Well, if you had enough money, then you didn't need a co-signer. So you called him and asked him if he would do that. And according to you, you were reluctant at first.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I assume your daughter has a drinking problem?
Yes, she does.
What was she on probation for?
A DUI.
So she was on probation for a DUI. She was stopped again. She was drunk while she was driving again. So that's pretty serious business. So he wasn't so anxious to co-sign for her or for you to get involved in that mess. But you convinced him. As part of the deal, however, he said, but I have to be comfortable that I'm not going to be on the hook for this money, so I want some collateral. And what you agreed to, in very simplistic terms, was he got the title to one of your vehicles as collateral to ensure that this bond was paid. Who signed for the bond, you or your daughter?
We all did.
The three of you did. So he got the title and then put a lien on the car.
Yes, ma'am.
To ensure that he had a legal position in the event that either you or your daughter did not pay the bondsman.
It wasn't about making the payments. It was about the bond being revoked.
Were there payments to be made on the bond?
Yes.
How
that's
much?
That's not the agreement we had.
Just a second. He wasn't supposed to make the payments on the bonds. You and your daughter were supposed to make the payments on the bond.
Yes.
So that's what the case is about. It's very simple. He repossessed the car because he says, and he's going to have to establish for me, that the payments were not made by either you or your daughter on the bond, and he repossessed the car because that was the agreement.
That wasn't the agreement.
Oh, that was the agreement. That's what collateral is. Collateral is if you don't pay on this bond, I'm going
to
take
pay.
The car. Listen to me. I'm going to take the car and sell it and pay off this bond so that my credit isn't harmed. That's what the agreement was. That's not what you wanted to hear. But that's why you gave him the title to the car, and that's why he put a lien on it.
No.
Now, how much was owed on the bond? You want to tell me?
There's approximately $4,000.
$4,385 is owed.
And what was the original?
$7,500.
How much did you put down?
$1,000.
So that would make it $6,500, or was it originally $8,500?
It was originally $7,025. She did put $1,000 down.
Because which brought it down to $6,000.
$6,025. And because I was a veteran, they took another $1,000 off.
Making it $5,000.
Yes, ma'am.
$25,000.
Yes, ma'am.
When were the payments supposed to be made?
I've got the agreement here.
On the 1st and the 17th, which is what she arranged.
May I see that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the agreement?
I have a copy
right here.
Of it.
Okay, I'll see them both. Well, the last payment, according to both of you, was February 17th, 2012. The original $1,000 was paid December 23rd, 2011. Then there were two payments pursuant to the agreement on January 1 and January 17, and then again on February 1 and February 17. And according to both of these documents, which are exactly the same, that was the last time payment was made.
Your Honor, and those... Sorry.
So,
My daughter did not have a job. She was actually living with Steve off and on.
I don't care.
I know.
Doesn't matter.
All right. She didn't have a job, I guess.
Then he got the truck. That was the deal.
No, the deal wasn't for the payments. It was for the revoking of the bond. And I told Steve that because he knew that she would go to court because I was going to make sure she went. She's never missed a court date. It had nothing to do with the payments.
Yes, it did. That's not what you wanted to hear, but it did. He said, I don't want to get involved with this.
He was with her until November of 2012.
He wasn't with her in December of 2012 when she got arrested. You're her mother forever.
He was with her. They've been going for 5 years, back and forth. They were together.
Let me go back.
Okay.
Just so maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better. You called him because you needed a co-signer. Your daughter.
Was her boyfriend.
So what? How old is your daughter?
32.
How many boyfriends has she had?
One.
No. She's been with him for 5 years.
She's been divorced. She was divorced and she's been with him the total time.
Just a second. So she had a husband, right? And I assume before he was her husband, he was her boyfriend.
Well, for 16 years, I guess, yeah.
I guess, yeah. How long have you been her mother? 32 years. She's your problem. She's not the problem of the boyfriend, the ex-husband, the ex-boyfriend. So you called him because you needed a co-signer because they weren't going to take just your signature. Now, I want you to tell me what you said the conversation was. Because he's going to tell me, and based upon his evidence, which is he put the lien on your car, you gave him the title to your car, it doesn't look good.
Okay, I found out she was in jail. She called me. I checked with some bond companies to see what I needed to do. They said I needed a co-signer. I called Steve because he was her boyfriend. That's where she'd been staying off and on. And he said...
When she wasn't staying with him on, where was she staying off?
Her apartment.
In her apartment. So she had her own place. That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
Yes. And she paid rent there.
I paid rent there.
Fine.
Actually.
You paid rent there, but she had her own apartment. So when she didn't stay with him, she stayed in her own apartment.
Off and on. I mean, it's just, it's hard to explain because...
It's not hard to explain.
Okay.
Very easy to explain.
Okay. She
had
stayed a lot of the
picture.
Time at Steve's house.
So what?
Okay.
So they had an arrangement.
With their baby.
Listen to me.
Okay. All right.
What did he say when you called him and said, I need a co-signer?
He said, no, absolutely not. I don't co-sign for anybody.
Smart.
So why did he co-sign?
Just a second. Absolutely not. I don't co-sign for anybody. And what did you say?
I said, she's your girlfriend. You have a family. And he still said no. So then I said, I will let you hold the title to my car or the RV so that the bond doesn't get revoked. And he said, okay.
I will let you hold the title so that the bond doesn't get revoked. He can't control whether the bond is revoked or not.
If she didn't make the court appointments, go to her court dates, then the bond would be revoked.
Listen to me, madam. Who was supposed to pay this bail bondsman? Just answer my question. Who was supposed to pay the bail bondsman?
I guess I was.
Did you?
Not fully.
Well, then that's why he's got your truck. Did you sell the truck?
No, I did not, ma'am.
Where is it?
It's at my house.
Well... How much is it worth?
I stopped at a car lot and got a fair market value for DM, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and he said $2,065 because of the damage that was, the seats were torn, the stuff doesn't
so
work.
So you're still in for another $3,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I went and got repossession paperwork from the Department of Motor Vehicles. She wasn't there when I first got there, so I...
Oh, I got it. You repossessed the car.
Yep.
And later today...
How did you expect to get repaid, sir?
She told me she would pay me back when she got her income tax. That was an agreement. And I've told her each time she called me, I'm not the Bank of America.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marla Smith says her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Stephen Cantrell, illegally repossessed her vehicle. Stephen says he took the car... because Marla defaulted on a loan for bail.
Now, how were you notified that they hadn't paid the bond?
I got a warrant served on me from the Idaho Tax Commission wanting me to release the lien so that they could seize the vehicle for unpaid taxes. So once that happened, I told them I needed to check on some stuff. I called the bondsman. He said payments hadn't been made. The last one was made a year ago.
Well, they clearly hadn't been made for over a year.
And so I went and got repossession paperwork from the Department of Motor Vehicles. I went to her house. She wasn't there when I first got there, so I...
Oh, I got it. You repossessed the car.
Yep.
Did your daughter work?
She did. She got laid off in the end of March. I'm sorry, December. So she hasn't worked since then.
Why didn't she pay the bail bondsman? Why didn't you pay the bail bondsman?
They didn't have any money.
Well, that wasn't the arrangement with him. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Steve is a terrible person. He's been trouble for my daughter. I didn't want her to see him as long as she has, and I'm glad that he's gone and out of our lives.
Pretty much everything she said was a lie.
He was her boyfriend. He supposedly loved her and was going to, you know, I thought he would help her.
I explained very clearly up front that I didn't care if Cody was in jail. We weren't dating.
I'm very disappointed in him.
It's always somebody else's fault.
He's gone. He's out of our life forever.
Stay away from her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lucas versus Lucas. Step forward, please.
Louis Lucas is suing his daughter, Erin Lucas, for unauthorized charges on her deceased mother's credit card and for unpaid loans.
Mr. Lucas, this is your daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Your claim she owes you money. One of the things you claim she owes you money for is a credit card bill.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that she took the credit card from your wife, who was her mother.
Yes, ma'am.
And she took that card at the time she died.
Yes.
And then ran up a bill.
Yes, Your Honor.
With regard to that, Miss Lucas says that actually her mother was sick for a while. She says that her mother gave her the credit card in order for her to make the trip back and forth to see her more easily because she was going through tough financial times, and that was her mother's way of ensuring that she came to visit her. That's your statement, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did your wife pass away?
23rd of November.
2012.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it would be clear, Miss Lucas, that if there were charges made after November 23rd, 2012, that those charges would not be charges that would have allowed you to come to visit your mom.
Correct.
So I'd like to see when the expenditure started on that credit card.
On 27 November.
May I see it, please? Well, these expenses are all after your mother died.
Correct. I used my own money traveling back and forth to see her, and then she gave me the credit card.
Now, that's a lot of baloney. That's baloney. All these expenses are made after your mom died. Where did you get the credit card from?
From my mom. I just didn't use it until I was tapped out.
Nah, I don't believe that. You mean you had the use of a credit card and you didn't use it until all your money was tapped out? That I don't believe, Miss Lucas.
That's the way that I didn't want to use it.
Yeah, now. What you want me to believe is that your mother said to you, use all your money, and after you use all your money, you can take my credit card the day I die, and you can sort of reimburse yourself by you spending on the credit card.
That's what she said, but that's how I did it. Because
I don't believe you for a second. I don't believe you for a second. Have you paid this credit card?
I'm making payments on it each month.
Right now, the expenses that accrued up until the time I assume that you stopped the credit card.
Yes.
Was $614.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, you want to tell me, Mr. Lucas, what else you think your daughter owes you?
I started loaning her money, Your Honor, in August. She'd come up with a story that she was out of groceries. She needed gas to drive back and forth to work. Baby needed diapers. I went down and bought her groceries.
That's what a father's supposed to do. You don't get reimbursed for that, Mr. Lucas.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you're standing there and saying to me that this man who you spoke to every day, who you considered your best friend, turns on you because of another relative?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
I don't believe that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Louis Lucas says his daughter, Erin Lucas, owes for charges she made on her deceased mother's credit card and for loans.
Now, you get reimbursed for the $614 because I think she took your wife's credit card when she died and used it, and that she can't do. Somebody has to pay the bill.
Well, I also loaned her monies from August up until January the 9th till I got the credit card bill, and I've loaned her over $4,000 in there.
Show me.
He didn't loan me the money, Your Honor. He gave me the money.
Don't show me a whole bunch of things. Are you talking about groceries and...
No.
You're talking about cash.
This is cash money orders that I've sent, Your Honor.
But I never agreed to pay it back.
All in the amount of $100?
No, Your Honor. There are some up to $600.
But how did you expect to get repaid, sir?
She told me she would pay me back when she got her income tax. That was an agreement.
And I've told her each time she called me, I'm not the Bank of America. Try to get...
What do you work for?
I'm currently not working, Your Honor.
Well, what kind of income tax refund did you think she was going to get?
She told me she was going to get between $5,000 and $6,000. Then when she did get it, I said, well, I need $2,300 of that. And she said, all right, I'll go down to the post office. I'll get you a money order and send it to you, and I'll send it registered mail. I never got it.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Did you tell your father that you were going to send him $2,300?
No, Your Honor.
What did you tell him?
I told him that I got my tax return. I got it the day before my daughter's birthday.
You got... Just a second. Let's go slow. You told him that you got your tax refund.
I'm sorry. My refund, yes, ma'am. He had called me the day of my daughter's birthday and said he had overdrafted on his checking account. He needed me to wire him $100 by a certain time so that he wouldn't have to pay overdraft fees. I did that, and I have...
Now, why would you do that if you didn't owe him money?
Because he had helped me out in the past. I was going to help him out.
So how much did you give him?
$100, Your Honor. I wired it the same way he had wired me.
And?
And that was all. I did that, and then he had asked for $2,500.
Yes.
And I...
Well, just a second. When he asked for $2,500, what did you say to him?
I told him that I hadn't planned on sending that to him, that that was a lot of money for me to send at the time.
Just a second. So you hadn't... Just a second. So you hadn't planned on sending him $2,500. It was a lot of money for you. And what did he say to you?
He said that he needed it. He never told me really why he needed it. I never had agreed to pay him back any money. I never even asked him for any money. He would just send me the money whenever... We talked every day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. He's my best friend.
If he's your best friend, why do you think he's angry with you now?
Because I really think that it isn't him. I think that it's Carol. I think that Carol, which is his witness, is my sister and aunt, and because I'm adopted by them. He's my grandfather. I really think that she orchestrated this whole thing. Because...
No, he's standing there. He's hurt.
I know, he's standing there.
He's hurt because when he got the bill...
I'm hurt.
...from your credit card, he said, you know what, I've been very, very good
to her. He's had that bill for a while. I went to pick up medicine at the pharmacy for my son, and they would not give me the medicine because they had gotten a chargeback on the credit card. He called the pharmacy and told them, disregard that chargeback. I'm going to go ahead and pay it with another credit card of mine. Go ahead and let her pick up her medicine. He's had that bill for a long time.
Are you telling me that he's standing here today with all of these money grams that he sent to you, thousands of dollars worth of money grams? And so you're standing there and saying to me that this man who you spoke to every day, who you considered your best friend, turns on you because of another relative?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
I don't believe that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when you said to her, I want $2,300, why did you give her a figure of 23?
Because that was what I was supposed to get back out of the money I loaned her. I didn't want to take all of her money. And then I told her when she got her state back, she hadn't got it back. That was her federal. I told her I wanted $850 yet out of the state. And then 3 days later, after she says that she sent me the money, she called me and she says, Dad, did you get your money?
That's not true.
How in the heck could I get my money when she never even sent it?
Okay. What you asked her for was $2,300.
Yes.
What you acknowledge is that you gave her more than $2,300, but you weren't going to take all of her money. She said she would give it back to you. I believe you when you say that she said she would pay you back at least some of the money from her income tax refund. I think that she also spent $614 on a credit card that you are paying off. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,914. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My dog had went into labor. It's either this is going to happen or they're both going to die.
And your mother said?
That she could cover the visit.
She said, yeah, Mom, I'll pay you. I can't afford to pay your bills.
Judge Judy.
Next on WBZ-TV.
I mean, it was fair, I guess. If he says I owed it, but I still don't think that I've never agreed to pay it back.
Something had to be done eventually because she's out of control.
There has been a litany of lies.
It's my dad. I love him.
I would like to see Erin get her life in order.
I love my sister, but I just feel like he's elderly and she's taking advantage of the situation.
No, not necessarily. Part of it, maybe, but not all of it.
She has two beautiful children. And they deserve better than a mother who's constantly breaking the law lying, stealing.
I think it's just about money.
It's my money. That was what this deal is about, not her money.
I hope that we can get back to being a family again.
I thought maybe afterwards we could talk.
No one wants a thief and a liar for a mother, and I hope she can do better.